are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Recording Artists and Music Professionals with Disabilities, or RAMPD, was officially founded in 2022 to address the lack of visibility, access and representation for disabled artists and professionals in the music industry. Since then, their global network has grown and they were even accessibility consultants for the 2023 Grammys. I'm joined now by multi-award-winning writer, performer and advocate Larchie, who is the founder and president of RAMPD. Hi Larchie, thank you so much for joining us. So this all sparked from a panel discussion you organised back in 2021. Can you tell us more about that panel?
I was an active member of the Recording Academy who put on the Grammys for a couple of years before that panel, and I started out in the advocacy arm. And as an artist, they figure if they're going to have you advocate for other musicians, really what they do is they have staff talk to congressmen and they have the musicians just kind of sit there and look pretty and say, I play the flute, I play the drums, please support musicians. However, when they would parade us around to speak to these Congress folk about different musical bills, I would raise my hand and I would go, so I recognize that you voted such and such in this bill and such in that bill. And so we know that we could have your support for this bill. And folks kept going, who is this Larchie person? How is she so learned on the laws of music? And through that, I kind of rose through the ranks at the Recording Academy to end up becoming the co-chair at the advocacy committee within our New York chapter. And with that small little nugget of power, I began to advocate for disability and say, where is disability at the Recording Academy? Where is disability in the music industry? Honestly, for myself, right? Having dealt with so much isolation in the music industry as a person with a disability, trying to struggle to come out and disclose. And everyone was like, Larchie, it's just you and Stevie Wonder. Do you want us to put something together for just you and Stevie Wonder? And so my response was, you know what? There has got to be more. I was approached by other folks in the advocacy committee, namely Sharon Tapper, who was my co-chair. And she said, why don't you bring that up to Grammy staff? So we did. And it resulted in Grammy's leadership wanting to put on a national panel about disability and the lack thereof in the music industry. And I knew of Galen Lee because we'd been on a few panels before, and she is an internationally touring violinist. And I knew of Ryan Gooch Nelson, who was also in the Recording Academy because we'd been introduced as the two people with disabilities in the Recording Academy. And then I'd invited a couple of other folks that I'd met through other places here and there. I only knew about a handful, four or five. We got together, we had this amazing panel, including Namel Tapwaters Norris, who is one half of a rap group called Four Wheel City, who are wheelchair users. Syda Garrett, who has MS and is vocal about MS. She was Michael Jackson's background singer and then went on to blossom her own career. That was our panel. We had a nice little star-studded panel, and we were talking opposite Felicia Butterfield Jones, who was Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. And it was a really vibrant discussion. It was probably one of the most watched panels that year. After the panel was over, we talked about some of the things the music industry could do. We talked about some of the things that the Recording Academy specifically could do to help amplify disability culture, access, and inclusion in the music and performance industry. Galen had a lot to say. Namel and Gooch and Syda also had a lot to say. I was moderating. At the end of the conversation, Valacia Butterfield Jones says, and we're going to take this upstairs, we're going to look at it, and we're going to comb through everything you've said, and we're going to come back to you as the Recording Academy with some next steps as to what we should do. And I thought to myself when she said that, like, what do you mean come back to us? Like, what? Who are you coming back to? A bunch of unassembled artists? So that sort of sparked my, we need to come together and make something. I started getting tons of messages in my inbox, DMs, going, hey, Larchie, that was an amazing sort of first ever panel, really honestly addressing the music industry in pop culture and the lack of disability there. What are you going to do? Are you going to start something? Are you the one that's going to start sort of this movement, this discussion, and really put this together? And I kept saying, you know what? I'm just an artist. I want to get my career off the ground. I'm just starting to get my name out here. But you know what? That need was so necessary. And I knew that because of the amount of folks coming into my DM going, we need to start this. And so I said, you know what? Let's do this. It started with the acronym RAMPED, which I thought was genius. And I was thinking, if God is going to give me this awesome acronym, we're just going to have to go with it. So Recording Artists and Music Professionals with Disabilities was born after talking to one of my mentors, who was Tanisha Laird at the time, who was actually a venue owner. She'd said, hey, if you start RAMPED and you're looking for venues to really start getting behind accessibility, sure, we'll do it at the venue she owned. And I thought, whoa, is it that easy? And she said, well, you and I have a great relationship. So yeah, we'll be a part of whatever you put together. And I thought, oh my God, I can just use my own relationships to build this thing. And so I reached out to Judy Heumann, the late, great, amazing Judy Heumann. She was one of the first people in the disability community that I reached out to. And I said, hey, Judy, I want to start this thing called Recording Artists and Music Professionals with Disabilities. You start things. Tell me what to do. And she said, just go out, call your friends, tell them, hey, we're going to start an organization, and then call your business contacts in the music industry and say, hey, I started an organization. That's how you do it. She hooked me up with a couple of people. I reached out to my friends. I reached out to Galen Lee. Galen Lee jumped on board. I reached out to everybody that was on that panel. Everybody jumped on board. And then the first thing we did was go back to the Recording Academy. And we said, hey, boo, so come back to us with those notes. That's our origin story.
And what kind of range of professionals and artists are part of RAMPED?
Well, getting a bunch of artists and singers with disabilities visibility is amazing. It's very necessary. But you know what? True change is going to come from the folks on the inside, the folks who are picking the artists to be part of labels and publishing deals, the folks who are the agents, the folks who are writing the checks and making the decisions and telling some of these stories. And so we wanted to make sure that we include a wide range of disciplines within the full spectrum of the musical ecology. And so RAMPED is a global network, but when we talk about that blanket of what does recording artist actually entail, we're talking about singers, writers, composers, producers, engineers, any type of music creative. And when we talk about music professionals, agents, managers, sound techs, we're talking about folks that work at a desk. So anywhere from administrative to executive to intern, working at labels, publishing houses, working at different music industry firms, or adjacent. So folks who work in the performance industry. If you work at a festival publishing music for gaming or TV, folks don't really recognize how wide of a range someone can identify as a music professional or even as a music creator. And in RAMPED, we have in our global network, two membership levels. You can be a community member, which is open to anyone who wants to be a part of our community. Whether you have a disability or not, whether you are a music professional or not, you just want to be a part of the fun. You want to be kept up to date. However, in order to remain competitive and in order to have these top level clients that we're getting, we do have our professional membership made up of folks who have been vetted by their peers as professionals in the music industry. They also identify as having some form of disability. So that's sort of a blanket term to include folks who identify as D-deaf or hard of hearing, as neurodivergent, as having a rare disease, chronic illness, physical or sensory or mobile disability. And in that range, we currently have, I believe, 45 professionals spanning the globe. We have a few in the UK. We have a few in Australia. We have a few, I believe, in other parts of the EU. Though we're mainly US-based, it is our hope and really our mission to become this global network so that we can have community on top of our race for visibility and inclusion.
And thanks to your work, audio description and American Sign Language interpreters were at the ceremony, which is super exciting. What are you most proud of about that?
I love the word you used, exciting. I think this is why we're having so much momentum. Like I said, using my personal relationships, we are able to achieve so much because folks are excited about what we're doing. We're working with so many other firms to really include programming that will allow for disability awareness, that will allow for disability justice and rights and inclusion, and especially visibility within different work cultures and within different sort of artist and talent acquisition. So we've worked with Netflix to be able to put together a composer and songwriter development program. We've worked with the National Independent Venue Association in the United States. It's a member association for a lot of the major independent venues, and they're working with us on accessibility. And what lifetime do venues want to work on accessibility? However, they're coming to the table with Ramped because we're exciting and we have a new message. We're not finger pointy. We're here to work with folks about inclusion and belonging. All of that, though, has been made possible from one of our biggest and most visible clients, the Grammys, the Recording Academy. I obviously am very well embedded in the Grammys now that I am on the Grammys board. And so it helped to be able to shape some of these conversations and say, hey, we're really trying to put together DEI efforts, diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts here at the Grammys. But where's the A? Where's the accessibility? Oh, you don't know? Well, guess what? We're here. We can be that. We can plug that hole for you. And so it was actually a pretty easy conversation. And after having some talks with Ryan Butler, who is VP of DEI, we were able to put together a great package deal of like, hey, we want to make sure that this, that, and the other thing is included. And not only on the red carpet, but also at the telecast. Working with them in 2023 is actually our second year. But when we worked with them in 2022, we had advised having a Ramped stage. We worked with them to ensure that they had ASL, American Sign Language, in theater. We're still working on having some sort of pipe out or some sort of picture in picture for the in theater American Sign Language. We worked with them to make sure they had audio description and captioning. And we wanted to make sure that we built on those for next year, which included red carpet ASL, red carpet ramps, along with staff consultation and training. We brought on Andrea Lavant Consulting. So that's L-A-V-A-N-T. They came and they helped us out because we needed some capacity to make sure that we could get this done. And they helped us provide some of that capacity. And the interesting thing about that is Lavant Consulting is owned also by a Black female. And myself being a Black female, we were very excited that we had sort of Black female-led accessibility inclusion at the Grammys this year. And we hope to bring on other subcontractors so that we have just like an amazing panoply of folks who get to be a part of working the Recording Academy.
And what are your hopes for the next year? What does Ramped have planned?
To begin to infiltrate other award shows. Obviously, this is a very big way to get the message out. We at Ramped want to deal with major or massive scale visibility where we can so that we could get the message out to as many people as possible. And we've been finding that working with folks like the Grammys to showcase what can be done and bask in the social impact that it provides. We've already been talking to some other major award shows in country music and in folk music that have approached us saying, what you did at the Recording Academy and for the Grammys was amazing for the Grammys. We want that. We obviously are doing our best to have DEI, but my goodness, when you add accessibility, when you add disability inclusion, it lifts all boats and it lifts all tides. And it marks off so much of DEI because disability does not discriminate. You do have to be intentional and making sure that you focus on intersectionality of disability. But when you do, disability really has a very strong social impact when you advocate for it, when you add it to inclusion. And so these other major award shows are seeing that and going, how do I get that for me? And we go, hey, hello, hi, we're here. We can do that for you. We're getting recognized by other organizations as well as folks who are just seeing what we're doing and smiling. The UN-supported Zero Project awarded us for our innovative solution to breaking down barriers. The barrier of entry into the music industry, into getting your art out there as a music artist. And so we're really humbled to so early be recognized by such a prestigious situation. We have an idea. We want to put together a thing called the Ramped Stamp, where we partner with venues to help them and educate them on more inclusive and belonging measures at their venues. Our hope is to be able to get that ramped stamp nationally implemented. That's more of like a 5 to 10 year goal. And lastly, we're really excited because we were recently supported by the Ford Foundation. They are supporting us through their arts grant. And so we're really excited to really have been ushered into the Ford family. We hope to be able to open up a thing we're calling the MIX program, which is the Music Industry Accelerator Program, where we'll actually be able to help develop our professionals, whether they're talent creators or on sort of the more music industry worker tract, to be able to take them from simply professional to competitive. We want to start getting our role models out there. And that's what we'll be using our foundational arm. Folks with disabilities also deserve to be role models, and kids today absolutely deserve to have us as role models.
And where can people learn more and get updates from Ramped?
Yeah, folks can find Ramped at ramped.org. That is ramped.org. We have a beautiful website. It looks amazing, but also we've worked on it with Accessible First Design, so it should be navigable for folks with screen readers. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at ramped_up on Instagram and at rampedup on Twitter. We're also on Facebook, so you can join our group where folks are spreading their upcoming shows within the community, are asking for guidance and help, are collaborating together, and are just sharing their music. You can just search RAMPD and the group will pop up. We really want to start getting up our numbers because we're only going to be as great as the folks who join our community. We want everyone to join. Whether you're not disabled and whether you're not a musician, join our community. And for anyone who is a music professional or music creative who wants to be a part of our professional community, we would love for you to join our website. You can navigate to creating a profile on our website. And within the profile, once you fill it out, you can click Go Pro so that we can really begin to implement some of these things and really show off our stuff, really get our visibility out there, really showcase to the music industry, hey, look at how amazing we are. This is who you'll be including.
Well, thank you so much, musician, president, and founder of Ramped, Larchi, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.